Okay, so let's start Eric Dallin. Tomorrow there's a breakfast shear, so there won't be this shear, bard, whatever you want to okay, let's have a look. There's a lot of lists here, and it's broken down into lots of different numbers and whatever. Let's try and take it one small step at a time. You come just in time for one of the more complicated lists. Excellent. Sorry. No, eventually got home at 10:30. I wasn't going to start at 10:30. Crazy, crazy. Anyway, that's golf is interesting. Okay. We spoke earlier about the things that you have chiyuv to have betochen in, and we'll see the things that you're not allowed betochen in. What we're going to deal with now is that there's two main categories of types of things that you have to have betochen. I'm telling you, the lists get complicated here. Don't get confused by the way it's set up, the structure of it. Just we'll take one step at a time. We'll try and learn everything. Putting it all together and seeing the structure is dazzling, but it's not what's going to be the goal here. You'll see why. I'm warning you now. The first type are those things that are found here in this world. And then there's so you've got two things, and then one of them gets divided into two. You do your own flow charts here. It's useful. A flow chart. You have two categories. You have betochen, and you have two categories. Olam Hazeh is two categories. Simple. That's the structure so far. Gets much worse. Okay. There are those things that are found in this world that bring benefit in this world. The second of those categories are those things that are found in this world that bring benefit in Olam Haba. You were warned. And it gets much worse. Again, we're in the category of those things that are in this world and bring benefit in this world. Correct? Okay. Then there's three categories. The first one is things that relate to your guf bilvad. And then the second category are those things that relate to your panosa, your wealth, your acquisitions, your possessions, etc., etc. All the other people in your life. So there's you, your goof, there's your possessions, and then there's your relationships. That's how I remember it. Just the circle going out. The third one we'll see is going to deal with at length. Your levels of betochen, how that it relates to the support you have to give your family, the people that work for you, people above you, people below you. So when you deal that, you'll deal with that. Don't get too caught up in all of that. But that's all the things that are found in this world that relate to this world. Okay. That's where we're going to get there. He's just setting up the structure, and then we'll see exactly where betochen fits into all of this. Somebody who's a mamin ba Hashem, that's all of us. I'm going back right to the beginning just to deal with what you asked. These things that you machayev to have a tochen in are in two categories, and now he's dividing up the categories. So all of these things are the things that a mamin ba Hashem is machayev to have a tochen in, and he'll discuss each one in detail. He's just setting up the structure, that's all. Which I said, don't get too caught up in the structure because we're going to go through all the pratim in detail anyway. The second of the main categories, those things that are found in this world that have impact in Olam Haba, also made up of two shchalokim. The first one is those chayves that are incumbent upon the mind and on the limbs. He always keeps throwing the limbs in here, and we have to see. It's the most startling what that's doing here, but we'll deal with that as well. That I'll deal with him and between him and himself. ואין אדם לעצמוי. ואין הם מביאים הנוע או נזק למישהו אחר. It doesn't benefit anybody else, and it doesn't harm anybody else. You're on an island alone. It's you in your own little private world. לחלק השני, המחויבות המוטלת על האיברים, not on the levavos, on the avarim, obligations that are obligated your limbs, אשר אין הוא יוכל לעשות זה אלא במשותף עם מישהו אחר. Those things you can't do unless there's somebody else around, in partnership with someone else. אם על ידי שרואי זה ספול על האחר, או על ידי שאחר, רואי זה ספול אלוהי. Things that he does to somebody else, or things that other people do to him, לקגון, סטוקר, גמילס חסודים, לימדת תורה, לצוויס טוב, ולהזי לעשות רע, טוב, all those things. Stalker, you can't do it stalker if there's no one else in the room. Kamilas Chesodim, Limuratori, why can't you do that on your own? Limuratori Lechere doesn't seem to fit there. It seems to fit in the first category. I'll sit in my room, door locked, no one knows what I'm doing, and I'm sitting learning Torah. I'm not helping anyone, I'm not hurting anybody. Then Limuratori gets into the bad on them. Not bad on the Chavayres, but I mean into this category where you're Bemeshutav and Mishroche. Unless he's taking on that learning Torah on your own, not called learning Torah. There are fitters like that. Huh? That's with you and somebody else. Someone else is receiving the stalker. Someone else is benefiting from your stalker. Limud Torah, I'm learning Torah, as was. So could be he holds that learning Torah on your own. It's not called learning Torah. You have to have a chavrus. I don't know. Weiß nicht. But maybe in Yovin. But dvarim I mean, so no, I'm saying the limud Torah doesn't seem to fit there. No one else bothered by that. Okay. But don't even say about my ball, the chlokim, the shnei chlokim. Those things that are found in Olam Haba, there's also two categories, chelek echad, huascha ha-megir lo, shurei lo. Yeah, he's going to say something again, startling. Those things that you get reward for, that you deserve, it's fitting for you. V'chelek ha-shen, huascha, asher bo'y nisbach, moitzif lechassidim, v'lenevim, v'olam Haba, b'to chesed. Then those things that Hashem just gives to the tzaddikim, the chassidim, and the neviim, then he gets b'toch chesed that you don't really deserve. Lo magia lecha, but Hashem decides to give it to you because he does chesed. See that later as well, the big kash of Naaman de Kesufa there. Why aren't these neviim and chassidim, they're getting all this extra schar that they don't deserve? Hashem is giving it to them because that's what he likes doing. How come that doesn't affect their name with the Kasufa? Okay, there's some kash everybody asks you on the shtickle, but we'll see about that in depth. Fine. So in Olam Haba, there's two types of scha. The scha you get because you earned it, which is why the world was created ultimately. And then the scha you get that you don't deserve, Hashem just does it, but to chesed. Okay. And the scha you get that you do deserve, that's not chesed. Okay, whatever. Not to discuss here. Nimsa ki kol advarim hatuvanim b'tochen al Abayis Baruch nechlein l'shiva chalokim. If you weren't keeping count, he'll do the math for you. And that is all the things, the dvarim, that require b'tochen and the boira are seven categories. Hachelek harishon koleis al dvarim hanegoim l'gufo adam bilvad. The first category are those things that relate just to your guf. Hachelek hasheni koleis al dvarim hanegoim l'hoino ve'emtsoi panos. The second area of the betochen are those things that relate to your, you know, your possessions, your acquisitions, and your means of panosa. Anachnu lo gomrim ad eser. Az yesh lecha ma lasot ad eser. Huh? I lo yoda. Ani achrei ze yesh li shiur. Hachelek hasheni koilel es advarim hanoigim l'hoino ve'emtsoi panosa. Hachelek hashlishi koilel es advarim hanoigim l'ishtoi bonov kreiva v'hoivov. The third category are those, the circles just getting bigger and bigger. That's all. Family, friends, relatives, workers, whatever. The fifth one is those choivas, because now we're into Olam Haba already. Are those things that are choivim that are incumbent on your mind and your lips. That only relate to you. You just summarize.
That's different from the first category.
Which is the first category?
First category,
but that's only Olam Hazeh. Chelek Harevi is talking about those things that relate to Olam Haba. He's just summarizing what we did. In case you had a hard time keeping track with the list, he just put it into seven things, and now it's a little bit less complicated. And then he's going to go through each one in depth. Perek Dalet is very long. We'll probably finish Baba Kama before we finish Perek Dalet. החלק השם חמישי כולל את החיים והמוטלות על העבורים, שהתועלת והנזק שהם נוהגים גם לאחרים. They leave that Lvovois, because Lvovois will never be affecting anyone else, your own inner reality. But there's the choymas and the mutolos on the avorim that the toilets and the nezek can affect other people. Achelik asheli kolis ischa olam haba. Anitem lanem kifi maisav olam hazeh. The chelik ashishi is those things, the botochen you have to have in the scha, you're going to get on olam haba based on your deeds here. The chelik ashvi kolich ischa olam haba, sheboi nisbarach nois, and the bechir of betoch chesed. And those are the scha, you're going to get olam haba, not because you deserve it or you earned it, because Hashem gives to His chosen ones, betoch chesed, kamo shekosuv, ma rav tufcha asher tzapanta l'riecha, pa'alta l'choisebach neged b'nei adam. Fine, okay. And those are all the seven categories where a person is a chiv, they have betochen in these three categories. Right now, we don't understand what he's talking about in terms of betochen, and he's going to spend a lot of time unraveling this for us. Even sheperashti beperek hakoyim es hakdomus shealeim ubosus bitchoinu shel adam ve'lokim isparaf. And since we explained in the previous chapter the introductions that the betochen of a person is based on, ala leveh besomach lakdomus elu is tzuras hashimush hanechoyne bebetochen bekol echad mishivus hakolokim anah. We're going to give you a tool called betochen, and we're going to teach you how to use betochen. Depending on which category you're in, we'll teach you how to use the thing called betochen properly. It's not just your betochen and then applies everywhere equally. We'll see in these seven different categories, there's going to be different applications of the betochen. That's what he just said now. The correct usage of betochen in each one of the seven divisions. Yeah? So you have from that clearly that the different types of applications of your betochen, depending on the circumstances, which category you in. Sheketoytzom imenu yiftach kol baal betochen elokim, v'yachad im zeh yaseh gam es ha'pulus ha'drushos mitzidoi kedei legiel l'shivas ha'dvorim olam. Okay, so that's the introduction. That's the course outline, let's call it that. The people that like to have a course outline before they start, they want to know exactly what they're going to be doing this year. That's the course outline, these seven categories, and we're going to go into each one and see what is the correct betochen, an application of betochen, boundaries, whatever, betochen in each of the categories. So everyone's ready. Now we're into the meat of betochen. Up to now, it's all been adomas. Now we're getting mamish into the meat and potatoes, if you prefer rough, not a mind, of betochen. Vatchil or not? Definitely Shinnun.
No, I know where we are.
Oh, you're not sure where you are. That's the problem. You know where the.
Know where I am.
Okay, so then what's bothering you?
No, I was just trying to see, organize these circles. Is it one circle or is it multiple circles?
What circles are you talking about? There's seven categories.
Yeah.
Where a person has to have betochen. You have to have betochen, and he's going to show us in each one, depending on the category. The first category is going to be those things that relate to this world, that were found in this world, only for this world. That's the first category. Let's take one at a time. In there, we're going to see what type of betochen you have to have in that world that relates to things in this world that only benefits in this world. And then in that, we saw things that relate only to me, and then things that relate outside of me. But don't worry about the categories. Let's just do one at a time and understand each other.
Seven headings. And within them, there's
this is the entire world of betochen. Well, the entire world where the entire stage where you're going to act out your betochen, yeah.
Right. So just for now, we're dealing with us.
But Atchil the Farish is a chelek harishon. If you forgot what a chelek harishon is, you go back and he tells you, yeah, a chelek harishon. He summarizes it in the Leif Toiv. No, he doesn't. Okay. Let's see what he says. He's going to tell you what it is. He repeats himself here a few times because he understands that we're, you know, special ed. Okay. What are the things that relate only to the goof? Pardon. Right? We're dealing with the body, piece of steak. Dainu chayov, v'moysoi, life and death, tznosoi, it's nourishment, halboshoi, dirosoi, briusoi, cholov, umidoisov. What that's doing there, I don't know. Greater minds than yours of mine don't know what to do with midoisov here. Not a clue. Do you work this out since we last did this? Not a clue. Don't know what he wants. Midoisov. Midoisov. His midas. I don't know. What farm? It's any greater minds than yours of mine, and I've spoken to a few of them. Loya demaz yosepo. If you've heard from somebody or you know what it's doing there, clearly tell me. Otherwise, I'm not getting involved. Poshut things that we can relate to, your life and death, your food, your clothing, the way you live, chashmal, mayim, mikveh geld, you know, all the important things in life. That's what this relates to. And your middas. Cute. But you're trying to understand the things of the brothers. We do about the goof. Middas local fach the shulam. Said, I don't know.
No, but he could drive himself to an early grave if he could follow Kai. Whatever.
Yeah, but the cast would then be in the category of things in this world that relate to Olam Haba. You know, I don't know. I don't know what he means by middas. I need lawyer Daya.
Fire and
this
one bronze,
middle of the. Okay, we have to see what that has to do with Petochen in terms of that doesn't fit into this list.
Okay.
When you read this list and you hit middles, you go like you think you've missed, you like the you missed the page. When we've dealt with all the others and middles are still bothering you, maybe we'll come back to it. Surah Nakhaina Kalabatochen alokim bakol echad min yonim eilehi. Let's get tachlistic. We could sit here clarifying philosophically about how midas fits in here, and your betoch is not going to shift. Let's have a look at the correct way to apply your betoch in Hashem in all these matters. And it's like this. Sheyim sois atzmoi b'inyonim eile dahan hoge sheboire gozor olam. V'yivtoch al elokim yisbora. In these areas, you hand yourself over to Hashem's conduct with you totally, and you have trust in Hashem. You start off dealing with all these things, and you need to know that nothing in these areas is going to manifest. Only those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows already before, that these are the correct things that you need for Olam Hazeh and for Olam Haba. You're not going to live somewhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is not good for you to live, no matter how cheap it is, no matter how much the Nadlan tells you, Shazeh, Patsatsa, you're not going to live there if that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. These things you hand over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally. Whatever Hashem's going for you, that's what you do. You have to find the Nadlan once a week. The same as to find the Shatran once a week. The same as you have to find your clients once a lawyer does a look of shoot. Ishtadlis. Now we're talking about this is what Hashem's going to do. To make Ishtadlis, Busadis, Elonosin. Only what's going to happen to you in all these areas is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees is good for you in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Even with your vision, your eyes, your thoughts, you'll think there's no good for me. Without any doubt, this is the best thing for you at the end of the day. Another thing that's very important to know here, that nobody, af bria, af nivra, nothing in the created world can change anything, can move anything in these areas, only with the permission of Hashem and his glorious and his dinoy. Means it might look like somebody's doing something. That nudnik neighbor that plays music late at night, you might think it has something to do with him. He's doing that bereshus boire because it's the best thing for you. You might decide to move as a result of that. You might take him to base, then you might decide that's, but this guy can't hurt you. He can't put on his music unless he has reshus and is a gazer and a dinner with the boire oino.
If you put your face to his face, that's not touching someone that's at it. And what if that's the result?
For him, klape him, but klape you, you got pechira. Shem shechayev amoyseh cholav abriyosov enu mesurim liyad abruim. In the same way that life and death, sickness and health, enu mesurim liyad abruim, is not given over to anything in the created world. Kach gam. So to your panasa, your food, your clothing, all the other inyonim of the guf is not handed over to anybody else, nothing to do with anybody else. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, Rak perushus. I mean, the person might get rushus from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something to you that's not exactly. That's another discussion we have to discuss sometimes. May not be good for you. I don't know. That's a big discussion, how to learn Pshat in this Chovos HaLevavos. But you have to learn with Tetzah Sefer, the chapter that deals with this, before you come ask me about it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give Rishus to somebody to do something to you that's ultimately not good for you, because we say that Hashem only does what's good for you. So if this Nudnik's doing what he's doing, ultimately he's there in the Tovatcha. If you start a sentence with "but," I know it's not you; it's your Yetzer.
Child abuser. I mean, they're obvious.
Once again, why do you always? Once again, Baruch, when you try, let me just get clear. When I'm trying to improve and increase and become more of a Baal B'Tochen, yeah, because that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, the extreme, exceptional examples, okay, that we have to deal with because there's aberrations, isn't going to help me to understand the principles and apply them to my life.
I would try the child abuser example.
No, I'm just saying it's valid and we can discuss these things, okay, but this is not the environment for that.
Because that's where my head goes. Maybe I'm being resistant to it.
You can take your head when it goes where it wants and you can bring it back to where it's supposed to be. We all do that. We're all grappling with thoughts that we'd rather not have, that the Yetzirah pops into our head. I'm not saying this is Yetzirah, but I'm just saying. And then you have to gently bring yourself back to where you are. Hashem, the thoughts, you can't stop your thoughts.
Everything happens to you. I mean, it does.
Can I tell you something? If you don't buy into this, you're not be clearest grumble. Sorry to say that, but the Rambam Paschik that Malach. And I'll tell you why. No one's going to prove my point. There's 13 Ikra Imuna. That if a person doesn't believe in those 13 Ikra Yimun, he's an apikairus, gomel. Brahman paskas el aloch. And nobody argues with that, even b'shoigek. I mean, yeah, but I didn't know, no. B'shoigek dik apikairus is an apikairus. Okay, so now one second. Animamin b'imun ushleim ashaboyris b'chshmo hu boiru manig l'kol abruim. Nobody denies that. Hashem makes everything. Nobody thought that, the next door neighbor made the moon. We know Hashem makes everything, yeah? Vahula Vada also Isaviaset Kolamasim. Nothing's happening, will happen, or did happen, other than what Hashem happens. That's it. That's the first of the Yud Gimeli Kori. That's what he's saying here. Nothing can touch you without Hashem, because it's all Hashem. There is nothing other than Hashem. That's a huge statement. Of course, that's the whole of Yiddishkeit. That's the ideal. Where am I holding in my appreciation and acceptance of that? Probably very far away from that. That's why I spend time every day trying to get closer to the ideal.
It's the same question we said to the tower. Getting warm and fuzzy with Hashem who created a tether.
Now you're going to have kashas on the principle. But the principle you have to first accept as MS, this is the principle. Now you go out there and you start dealing with real.
Except it if it's never happened to me. But
everything that's ever happened to you, don't go to Nazi Germany. That's not your Nisoyin. That wasn't your Nisoyin. Your Nisoyin is here now. The secretary that bought the wrong chairs, you told her to buy She Aleph, and they went up, and she made a mistake and bought Grace, and they went down.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. So let's make it more real for us. Auschwitz, you have said, I know somebody that was there who said he didn't see any Nazis. Because he was holding by such a high level of Einod Milvado, he said he didn't see Nazis. What are you talking nonsense? There were no Nazis there. He said, it's a Mazikashua like. I understand. It's an Okashua like. I knew the guy, not somebody that lived 1,000 years ago, not to mention Shimon Bar Yochai, to many Hindu I knew. Fletcher, no, the biggest Bar Simcha you'll ever meet. His whole family got wiped out. Father was the Mashgiach in Slobodka Yeshiva. And he was there. You see any Nazis? What are you talking about? Nazis? And Imam in Buena Shleim, and he met him. And there's Einoid Milvado. There was no Nazis. So what do you want me to do? Tell you that I get there? I get it. There's no milk in the fridge already. My wife's not a. I'm saying, so, you talk about Nazis? Yeah, sure. Betochen for me has to be betochen in my environment. In my environment is, you know, your secretary made a stockbroker made a mistake and bought the wrong shares. So when they got up, he bought the wrong shares, and they went up, and the ones you told him to buy went down. Then you say, "Thank you, Hashem." Yeah. But when they go down and they made the mistake, you don't say thank you, Hashem. You scream at your secretary or the stockbroker. That's where our void in betochen is. Our void in betochen is avoiding the little gray areas in business. You know, the things that everybody does, but it's not exactly, it's a tolkach offer, but it's not exactly mutter either. But everyone does it, so beseder. You have betochen, why would you do that? You have betochen that your panosa comes from Hashem, why'd you get into dodgy areas? Because you're not going to change your panosa by your ishtadlus. So that's where our struggle in betochen is. Not a discussion. Auschwitz, maybe another environment, another place. They're not essentially. It's not going to change my. I'm trying to get closer to betochen, not further away. Everything in your physical world, your panosa, your food, everything that we call panosa, let's say. There's nothing to do to change it. No one, he didn't say you can't, but no one else could do anything to change that. Someone opens a store across the road from you. If it's also, you can take it to Beis Din. I'm not saying not. That's another kasha how that all works. But he can't affect your panasa. If you opened up across the road from you and it looks like your panasa is being affected, because that's what Hashem wants. Maybe Hashem wants you to move to another part of town because there you'll make much more panos than you're making. Yes, they got this idiot to open up across the road from you, which will make you move. Because Bok was maneuvering the whole story. I told you what Moshe Reichman told Rav Shaina. Rav Shaina told us that he asked Moshe Reichman how he became so wealthy. Well, what was his secret? He said, Hashem put a chuck in my cup to buy a building. So I bought a building. I made a lot of money. And then Hashem wanted me to lose money. So he put a chuck in my cup to buy a building. So I bought a building. I lost a lot of money. That's how he became the richest man in the world. Because Hashem put a chuk in his cup to buy a building. He bought a building. Had Hashem put a chuk in his cup to buy a farm, he would have bought a farm. Because that's how it's a lot. You think, hey, wow, that's a good idea. Where did that thought come from? An Einfall in Yiddish. You know why? Because it fell in. A thought in Yiddish is an Einfall. It fell in. Where did it fall from? Now I'm clever. Guy comes to a kiddush and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. They sing at the kiddush. And they say, hey, you're about Yankel? Psh, he just made a kiddush. Made a lot of money on the stock market. And someone else turns around and says, Yankel? Psh, Yankel's a good businessman. He's a clever guy. And you say, excuse me, I don't know if you want to do this. You don't make friends like this. But you say, excuse me, I thought we just claimed Koheles 5 minutes ago. And that says, Lola Chochem Lechem. It's not to the wise man makes money. Yankel made a lot of money because he's clever. But Koheles is not like that. Koheles says, Lola Hachochem Lechem. So what do you mean Yankel made money because he's clever? Yankel made it because Hashem made money. He gave it to Yankel. So what do people say to you? We're talking about Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva. So Rav Dessa said, you know what that means? He just told you. He's talking about Derech Meshugoy. He's a Meshugoy. So Meshugoy, I'm having a conversation. You tell him, yeah, Yankel clever, that's why he made money. But you just read in Koheles 5 minutes ago, that's not because he's clever. Yeah, so we're just talking nonsense. Okay, you want to sit around talking nonsense? Because I'm saying, and the kid is doing the others, you might want to keep quiet, whatever, and then you're there. But we have to train ourselves. Now, why am I telling you this? Because it's late. We need to train ourselves not to get caught up in there. Because we also sit around and we go, wow, that guy, property, Val's a property expert. He's the real boss.
You know,
property expert.